too lazy to register an account podcast episode number 1295. We're talking today about the fastest way to clean up your business.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot Door AI.
House cleaners can earn between $20 and $200 an hour, and there are a number of perks to starting a small business in the cleaning sector. Exploring these benefits and knowing your reasons for starting your own business can help you keep motivated, even if you encounter obstacles. This guide guides you through the steps you need to get started, as well as bonus tips to scale your business to success. It's no secret that your small business website helps your business grow and develop. But if you let necessary changes fall through the cracks, your site can collect dust and damage your brand. When your business is up and running, it can be difficult to find the time to analyze operations and to find ways to improve them. Neglect of business operations can lead to stagnation of income, retention, and success. Read on to learn 5 different ways to clean up your business processes. Marketing is one of those business activities that you need to keep an eye on monthly. As the seasons change, take this opportunity to clean up your business finances. To do this, you need to have a healthy inflow of funds and know where your profits are going. This year, you should take the time to clean up your business and learn how to manage your corporate finances. Assess your finances before you start restructuring the company. Assessing your finances is crucial. If you have a bank account for both private and professional funds, use this time to separate them. Once you have separated your finances, you can assess how your business is doing. A good system collects your money, tracks late payments, pays bills on time, and understands your company's financial situation, he says. Once you've sorted the problem areas of your organization, here are 4 suggestions for improving and protecting your performance. If you work with subcontractors or suppliers, stay informed about the evolution of your business, says management consultant Russell S. Allred. They are experts in their field and may be able to help you find new ideas and ways to save. And the time and money outflow is losing valuable data and personnel, explains Matthew Cornell, a productivity consultant in Amherst, Mass., sharing important information with more than one employee and creating a secure and orderly system for securing and storing important and sensitive information is the way you grow your business, whether the idea works or not. Follow these tips to prepare your business for your next quarterly or annual tax return, and they will work so well that they become part of your daily business. If you keep your finances in order, your business will grow over time, enabling you to achieve your long-term goals. Every small business is unique, but the 4 steps that each owner should take to clean up their business will provide a huge productivity boost. No matter what you choose, the cleaning and organization of each business unit is tied to productivity and thus profitability. Every year, every small business owner has to do a good spring cleaning. Giving your business a spring clean can mean different things to different companies. People make many mistakes when they start reorganizing a business and rush things without considering the most important aspects of their business. Studies have shown that entrepreneurs who take the time to write a business plan before starting a cleaning company are 2.5 times more likely to start their business and get started. Writing the business plan is not compulsory for cleaning companies, but it can help you realize your idea and avoid many mistakes. If you are motivated and have the potential to become a clean entrepreneur, it is natural for you to ask yourself if and how you decide to start your cleaning company. One of the first decisions you have to make as an entrepreneur when starting a cleaning company is whether you are interested in establishing a private or commercial cleaning company. You need a way to show potential customers that your cleaning company is the best option for their needs. There are a few ways to communicate that your business is so different that potential customers can choose you. Use your corporate finances as spring cleaning in an effort to renegotiate invoice payments and terms with lenders, suppliers, and insurance providers. Talk to your bank to see if you can set up another loan repayment scheme. The cheaper the type of company insurance, the better the term and conditions, if it's been a while since you've been going through your business finances, you might be bracing yourself for a major headache. Taking the time to organize an audit before a financial emergency occurs can make your business more resilient. When it comes to improving your business credit score, you should always start by reviewing your business credit report to ensure that the information is accurate and complete. Your business credit report should be listed under one of the codes, which are government codes designed to categorize companies according to the type of company. If your company is a registered company or if you file in your state under a fictitious name as a DBA, you are keen to ensure the full legal business name is included in your credit report. A personal credit report provides a monthly payment history and a summary of the entire total account history. A business credit report lists the payment history of individual accounts, just like a consumer credit report. The easiest and cheapest way to keep your workplace clean is with drawer folders, shelves, and filing cabinets. The most effective way to clean up business processes is to use a cash register system to manage your inventory. As you scrub the rest of your business in the spring, don't forget to tidy up your business books. Try spring cleaning once a year on your website or devote yourself to website cleaning throughout the year. As the end of the calendar year approaches, small business owners know that the fiscal year is approaching fast. For most small businesses, it's 12/31, which means a fresh start. The best companies deal with the state of their finances during the year before the end of the year, but this year companies are redoubling their efforts to clear up their books and present a more organized state of affairs to the IRS, banks, lenders, and investors to reassure themselves.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Angel, and this was episode 1295 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See y'all next time. Podbot Door AI.